Yesterday, calm still prevailed in Tehran and in several provincial cities where I was able to speak with residents. For the fifth consecutive day, there was a fairly significant presence of security forces, especially in the evenings. This presence is less visible in the capital, stronger in provincial cities. Official media continue to announce daily arrests of people described as members of terrorist groups or accused of attacking and setting fire to official buildings, banks, or even mosques across the country, according to the official version, of course. The exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi issued a new call for people to chant slogans against the authorities this evening, tomorrow evening, and the day after tomorrow, that is for 3 nights, at 8 p.m. local time, apparently without calling on people to go down to the streets. We'll see if this leads to a resumption of the protest movement. Many people who had taken part in the demonstrations have become disillusioned by President Trump's statement. He said last night he had decided not to intervene in Iran and thanked the Iranian regime for backing away from plans to execute protesters.